In this bulletin, concerns grow over the state of the Australian economy. More Brexit woes for Boris Johnson as he loses his parliamentary majority. And Steve Smith returns from injury for the fourth Ashes test. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Figures out today are expected to show Australia recording its weakest rate of economic growth in a decade. GDP is tipped to have grown by just 1.5% over the year to June, down from 1.8% in March. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he's not surprised by the national account figures.
But I think as we see, as we go into the back half of the year, things will improve. Let's not forget that the German and the UK economies have had negative quarters. So, and they're no slouches, those economies. And Australian economy, I believe, will continue to grow, and it'll grow because we're making these investments.
But according to Shadow Finance Minister Jim Chalmers, the figures are no aberration. He says the economy has been soft for some time, and most analysts expect it to weaken further.
This is the inevitable consequence of a government which has a political strategy but not an economic plan to turn things around. The economy's been weak for some time under the Liberals, and not just when it comes to economic growth, but also stagnant wages and high household debt and declining living standards.
Britons could be headed for the polls after Boris Johnson lost a crucial vote in the House of Commons. MPs voted 328 to 301 on a bid to block the Prime Minister's no-deal Brexit strategy. 21 Conservative MPs crossed the floor to vote for a bill to bring on a debate tomorrow to delay Brexit if no deal is done until the end of January. Mr Johnson has promised to take Britain out of the European Union on the 31st of October, with or without an agreement. He told Parliament if MPs voted to delay tomorrow, it would hand control of negotiations to the European Union.
And since I refuse to go along with that plan, we are going to have to make a choice, yes. Mr Speaker. I don't want an election. The public don't want an election. I don't believe the Right Honourable Gentleman wants an election. But if the House votes for this bill tomorrow, the public will have to choose who goes to Brussels on October the 17th to sort this out and take this country forward.
Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn said the vote could be the last chance to avoid a no-deal Brexit, which would have devastating consequences for Britain.
Today, Mr Speaker, is another historic day in Parliament. It's our chance to seize this last opportunity, to stand up to a bullying government that has shown itself ready to dodge scrutiny and silence debate. If we do not act today, we may not get another chance. Whether people voted leave or remain, they did not vote to shut down democracy.
Search teams have found no survivors on a dive boat engulfed by flames off the Southern California coast. All 34 passengers and crew sleeping below deck on the Conception are now presumed dead, with 20 bodies so far recovered. Five crew members on the boat's bridge above managed to survive the blaze. Santa Barbara County Sheriff Bill Brown says it appeared the exit and escape hatches from the sleeping quarters were blocked by fire.
Certainly our hope is that we will be able to penetrate the wreckage today, stabilize the vessel, penetrate the wreckage, conduct an investigation, search it, and then recover any remains that are in the boat. In terms of what is outside in the debris field, we just don't know at this point. Obviously, we're going to have to see how many total bodies we recover, and if there are still bodies missing, then we'll have to look further into the debris and the wreckage that's on the ocean floor.
To cricket now, and the crucial fourth Ashes test begins tonight in Manchester, with Australia buoyed by the return of star batsman Steve Smith from concussion. The visitors will be keen to atone for the loss at Headingley, where an extraordinary unbeaten century from all-rounder Ben Stokes won England the game. Australian captain Tim Payne has admitted making some tactical errors in those fateful final overs, as the home side put on 76 runs for the last wicket to claim victory.
I would do some things differently with my field placings. There was times, looking back at it, where it was really obvious I should have had the field up. and allowed Ben to even hit a couple of boundaries, so we had more balls at the tail ender. But yeah, I didn't do that, and the mistake's been made. We've moved on. We've learnt from it. But yeah, that would have been the main thing I would have done differently.
With the series locked at one test all, Australia has dropped batsman Usman Khawaja and rested paceman James Patterson. England has made one change, bringing in bowler Craig Overton for Chris Wokes. Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth, showers easing and 16. Adelaide, rain easing, 18 degrees. Melbourne, a late shower or two, 19. Hobart, much the same, 15. Canberra, partly cloudy, 20. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 23. Sydney, sunny and 25. Newcastle, similar, 26. Brisbane, sunny, 33. Cairns, much the same, 29. And Darwin, sunny as well and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News. We'll be right back.